Good morning and welcome to our community connection. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and also Tallgrass Motors right here on K1. And today we're going to let the horses run a little bit. We have our guests here from Storm Walker Ranch, Kelly, and MK. So tell us a little bit about the ranch and what we do.
Well, Stormwalker Ranch is a unique environment. We are in Dewey, Oklahoma. We live on 60 acres of prairie, and we have a beautiful welcome center and riding facility. We have riding lessons, which we give to the community, mm-hmm. and we also have special programs like day camps, overnight camps in the summer, and we have special programs to particular organizations such as recovery programs that come out and use the horses mm-hmm. in a customized fashion for them to be able to learn more personal awareness and also become closer to their creator, to their family, their friends, and the community.
Well, MK, I love the name. First of all, where did you get the idea for the name?
Well, the name of the ranch came originally from the couple that put the ranch together, Clay and Phyllis. Mm-hmm. It reflects the native origins of the area, and
it just fits.
Yeah, it just fits.
It just fits.
Yeah.
It really does. Now, with this ranch, we were talking about, you know, how people can kind of let some things go. There's nothing more peaceful than being on the back of a horse and just letting it all go. Mind, body, spirit, and everything else like that. Is that how people connect and how they utilize the ranch in many ways?
Yeah, to a large extent, like Kelly had described, uh-huh. The horses are the tool used mm-hmm. to help people. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's kids, you know, five and up, you know, we have programs that start with young children all the way up through programs that are primarily for adults mm-hmm. and everything in between.
That's great.
We also have opportunity to serve in the areas of education. For instance, Caney Valley District is using our horses and our customized equine experiential learning activities. Mm-hmm. This year, they're coming out with all of their 7th through 12th graders in the entire district. And the idea is for the kids to spend a 45-minute session with horses individually and also collectively in a team mm-hmm. so that they can learn more about themselves and about how to work with each other in terms of how to building and functioning in relationships. We have another program also called Spurs, and this is for, we're just beginning to develop this. This is more for organizations that are businesses in town that we want to bring them out to begin to work on team building and also leadership development. Jane Phillips Medical Center has come out with their nurses twice now, and they have had a great time learning how to function better as a collective group, and they've used the horses to do that. In our July newsletter of this year, there's a full write-up on that with pictures, so if anyone wants to go to stormwalker.com, they can see that and learn more about that, and we would love to hear from them. They can contact me directly about that, and I'm at kelly@stormwalker.com.
Well, very easy to do that. Now, one thing that if a person's never been on the back of a horse, it's not like you're hopping onto a motorbike or a car. You're not driving that thing. It is teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You got to have a little bit of a bond with the animal.
Absolutely.
You know, just even the slightest in order to figure out how it's all going to work.
Well, we work that out by making sure mm-hmm. that we have incredibly well-trained animals. They mm-hmm. go elsewhere to be trained, and they have come back, and we keep working on them all the time. Our team of instructors mm-hmm. has certifications with CHA, which then is also magnified by, they just came back from a week-long training out in California with Dennis Reese and his horsemanship program mm-hmm. there. So we're very serious about what we do and making sure that each person is comfortable, and we assess their levels in order to be able to help them move through what would be best to create for them as a program.
Very good. And I understand that, you know, there's a great level of respect that the individual must have for the horse involved here. And that goes a long way, because there are some folks that actually showing respect is not an easy thing for them to do. But boy, when they climb on the back of that horse, you better be prepared to show a little some.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. You know, one thing I wanted to add, in addition to the equine programs that the ranch runs, we also run special events.
Okay,
and we have our biggest of the year coming up here on October 31st is Harvest Festival.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
And this will be our fourth annual event.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown every year, and this one by far is going to be the biggest and best.
We are so excited about this.
Suit up!
Oh, yeah. Suit up is right. We've got our billboards out, and, of course, Bee Monthly has helped us with an advertisement, Sparklight, and also Enterprise Examiner. We want to kind of profile those because they've been very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
We are working right now on sponsorships throughout our community, and that's really my focus and my job, is moving from one company, one business, one person to another, just to let them know of our needs, and also asking for their participation. We've had a tremendous response already, and I'm still looking for more.
Mm-hmm.
Our Harvest Festival is free. We want the community to come out, and we want for them to know how much we appreciate everyone that's here, and that we have something that's special for them to consider. There will be no horses, so there's no horseback riding. This is coming out and having a fun time with your family that evening.
But there actually are horses. There are mini horses.
Oh, I forgot.
And they're part of the petting zoo.
There we go.
Oh, good.
All sorts of animals that the kids can come out and interact with, you know, hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have hay rides, we've got inflatables, we've got games where all kinds of candy and goodies can be won.
Yes.
We have a cakewalk. That's usually one of the most popular thing. People line up for that because the cakes and pies that come in every year are just
really good. We have about 50 already committed to us. 50.
Oh, really?
And they will go. They will definitely go. We also have a mechanical bull. I don't know if I'm going to get on that little baby this year or not. But you know, if you go to stormwalker.com, there's a great video that MK did last year from our time that day. And it is fast, it's furious, but it's absolutely reflective of everything we're doing, but we're actually adding even more this year. Do you want to talk about Randy at all?
Yeah, one of the things that we've added this year, we've had a number of local individuals who have performed musically in the past years on the stage. This year we're bringing in a legendary artist by the name of Randy Stonehill.
Yes.
For anybody who's been familiar with Christian music in the past, Randy personally is one of my absolute favorites. He's been at this for almost 50 years, has 27 albums.
Ooh.
And he's coming out, and he's going to be performing every hour on the hour for about 15 minutes so people can enjoy him throughout the course of the event, which starts at 3:30 in the afternoon and runs to 7:30 in the evening. So we're just so excited that Randy's come out. He is hilarious. He is heartfelt. He is one of the finest acoustic guitar players I've ever seen in my life.
He's great.
And so he's definitely a big addition to the event this year.
That's going to be wonderful. So you have all this and Randy.
That's right.
That's the icing on the cake right there.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate what Kelly said. The event is free to the public, free to get in. Each person coming in will be given a commemorative ticket, and that ticket has three food vouchers so they can get free food. We've got, Salvation Army's coming out with
their
food truck. We've got kettle corn. We've got chuck wagon chili, campfire pies, all kinds of great stuff.
Well, there's no excuse to stay home, folks.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And then also, we're also on that same ticket are three little blanks that you can fill out, put in the giveaway boxes. And we got some great prizes.
We've
got
also drawings too.
Oh, yeah.
Silver Dollar City tickets.
Bardew Valley Inn.
Yeah, the Bardew Valley Inn.
Two nights there. Thank you very much.
The luxury bed and breakfast.
Yes.
And tickets to shows at the Bartlesville Community Center. All kinds of great stuff that's being given away.
Going all out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like this.
Oh, yeah, you got to come. Please come. Everybody, please come.
We started with, hey, how would you like to come out and, you know, ride a horse and relax a little bit? To, oh, my goodness, we're painting the barn and putting on a show. This is great. A nice buildup, I might say. Oh,
there you go.
Well, you know, we utilize probably at least a third of the property. I mean, we with the, between the parking and the event itself, it covers a pretty large area of the property. And we want to just make sure that there's stuff for small kids, there's stuff for bigger kids, there's stuff for grown kids. You know, we've got a sheriff and deputy running around throwing people into charity jail.
Yeah, make sure you have money in your pocket to bail yourself out. Yeah.
We are adding a new thing.
Best kind of jail is charity jail, I just want to say.
Well, we are adding this year that anybody who gets bailed out for $10 or more, we get thrown, they get a free brand new Stormwalker shirt.
Oh, great!
This year too. So we they're coming fresh off the press.
Yeah,
this is going to be a lot of fun.
There's face painting, and there's a campfire. There's also a prayer tent. Kay Little and her Little History Adventures is coming out, so the kids can come out and learn something that the pioneers did. I'm not going to spoil the surprise. And so she'll help you learn something new about how to be a pioneer. And we'll also have a photo station, and so you can take selfies if you'd like to. And did I say face painting?
Yes.
Yeah. I love the face painting, so I guess I'm focused there.
Now, can we do face painting and selfies at the same time? Now, that would be kind of cool. I know. That'd be a little too busy.
Yeah. The SPCA is coming out, too, so if you're looking for a puppy, there'll be some puppies there for adoption.
Oh, yeah. Right. Neighbors up there in the Dewey area.
There you go.
Yeah, we really try to be as inclusive in the communities we can. A lot of nonprofit organizations that come out and participate, whether they're manning a game, which I'll come back to in just a moment, or they've brought out some aspect like food, or, you know, one of the ministries came out, On the Rock Ministries came out and did a big, like a safe archery range for the kids to do last year. And so on that topic, we are still looking for more volunteers to help out with the event this year. And so that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. You know, you can man a game. You can man the welcome booth. There's a bunch of other really fun things to do. Mm-hmm. They're just for 2-hour segments. Mm-hmm. It's not the whole 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, go to our website, stormwalker.com. You'll see right there on the front page a big piece of art for the Harvest Festival. Click on it, and on the page that has the video that Kelly talked about, it's got a promo for Randy's concert.
Wow.
It's got details on the event. And at the bottom, there's also an area where volunteers can submit an email saying, hey, I want to help out with this or that, or I'll do whatever you need. Just let me know.
Right. Yeah.
This is all at Stormwalker Ranch. And the big event is coming up on when?
Thursday, October 31st.
Oh, yeah, October
31st. 3:30 to 7:30 p.m.
There you go. There you go. Just hold it right up there to the
I'm
camera.
I got it.
So silly Tom, who forgot his bifocals, you know, who's reading a month off. You don't pay attention to me. You pay attention to what's there.
It'll be great. We're really looking forward also to True Value. They're donating their Percherons, their draft horses, for drawing the hay wagon through. You park in the field and you get on a hay wagon and have a ride right on into the middle of the ranch. So
those are beautiful creatures. Big, beautiful creatures.
Yes,
strong,
Pat's
but yet gentle.
Just done a great job of saying that she would allow for us to use those. She'll be our driver, so that'll be great.
Those are the old-time draft horses, if I'm not mistaken. So when they talk about a horsepower...
Well, that's
right.
There you go.
They're the gold standard right there.
And don't forget to wear your costumes. Don't forget to wear your costumes. We will be having a costume contest.
That's right.
And so we want to make sure that people have that opportunity to show their creativity.
I haven't decided if I'm going to go as Santa Claus or Wolfman Jack.
I think the Wolfman really suits you there, Tom.
It does. Yeah, I'm looking a little shaggy these days. But anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun. How can they get a hold of you for more information? You have a website or a Facebook page?
Stormwalker.com is really the best way to reach us. On there is not only information, but there's several different ways to email in, and our phone number, our address, everything's on there easily to get at. Or on Facebook, it's Stormwalker Ranch, the at Stormwalker Ranch, 2 R's in the middle. We post all of our events and sponsorships and everything on there. You can contact us through Facebook as well.
Remember, volunteers are needed, right?
That's right.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, we're still, as Kelly said, we still have some opportunities for more sponsorships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, for example, CV's Family Foods has donated the water bottles for everybody because there's We put water bottle bins out along with the food. We really go all out to try to make it a fun event that doesn't have a hurdle that you have to get over, like you got to pay 10 bucks to get in. It's free. The food is free. The drink's free. The kettle corn is usually one of the things that generates a line because the gal that brings out the kettle corn trailer, is she makes some great stuff.
You know, you get the right time of the year, you get the right temperature in the air, and all of a sudden that's wafting in the breeze. It's all my heavens.
Yes.
You know, that's going to draw them for miles.
You know, I'm going to put this out there. One of our sponsorship needs is we usually have about 25,000 pieces of candy because we put candy at each of our game stations. Mm-hmm. So we're still looking for a candy sponsor. We asked a local dentist if he would be interested, but they opted not. So that's okay. We're still looking for a candy sponsor. That's one
we're
of
just
our
looking
needs.
For symbiosis there,
yeah,
you
there
know, create some more business.
There we go.
and
please you know, take a look at our Facebook page because so many of the sponsors, we are really trying very hard to make sure that folks in the community know who's really helping us support this, because this is our community event. Mm-hmm. We love being here and we want to make sure that folks recognize that, you know, we're in support of them because they're in support of us. So we really appreciate all the help that we've received so far and look forward to more.
Well, wonderful. I want to thank you both for being here with us today and sharing this wonderful event. And, of course, all that's done out there at Stormwalker Ranch as well. And remember, stormwalkerranch.com.
Stormwalker.com.
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 There we go. Stormwalker.com. Three times and you got it.
There you go.
Stormwalker.com.
Five times and it's imprinted right there. I love it. Thank you so much for being a part of our program today right here on Community Connection on K1, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral